everything that rocks.
I'm partying right now.
Hell yeah.
I feel like partying right now.
Friday, man. Party it up.
Why do you have a leopard print thong on?
Why don't you have one on? Don't ask me why I have one on. Why don't you have one on?
This is weird.
That's the question, all right? Where is your leopard print thong?
Here's a towel. Put the towel on.
Nope, not doing it. Not doing it.
Why'd you bring a boombox?
I'm ready to party. That's why. I'm ready to party.
You're at the wrong party.
No such thing. Especially when there's leopard print thongs involved. Anyway, enough of that weirdness. We got to get to it. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR.
It's a terrible breath.
I know, that's a terrible breath.
You will
breathe much easier than what I'm doing right now. Seriously, AIR, Advanced Import Repair, they got you covered. Well, Styx started their 5-night residency at the Venetian Hotel in Las Vegas today. Special guest Nancy Wilson of Heart, like previous Vegas residencies, Don Felder, Styx guitarist James Y. Young, says they'll back Nancy on a handful of Heart songs. So even when Nancy's on the stage, you're going to get a little bit of Styx action. Listen to this.
She's excited about it. I think it's going to go very smoothly. And everybody knows a number of their songs. The big ones like Barracuda and Crazy on You are there. And then the ballad Alone. So I think it's going to be mildly challenging, but it's going to be fantastic results from it.
Following Friday's opener, the four remaining shows are Saturday and next Wednesday, Friday and Saturday as well.
We're going to Vegas. Damn it, we gotta go.
You and I have talked about this before because we've both seen Styx along with some other. But
awesome,
dude. Styx was amazing. All right,
it was awesome.
It was amazing. They had a keyboard on a rotating.
It was great.
Like rotating pedestal thing, and it went up and down. And I was like, God, it's so cool. Yeah, it was great. Yeah. It was a great show, man. So. I don't know. Those old rockers.
Dude, it's like $20 to fly to Vegas, too.
We should do it. We should. Now, you and I should be allowed to go to Vegas together.
I know.
They're only separate. Like, maybe passing each other in the air. Like, oh, I'll wave to you.
But wives always wonder if we're coming back. Are they going to make it back? That's the question.
Trust us to go to the grocery store together, let alone Vegas. But
kick it a crack, though, bro. Come on, man. It's the weekend.
We'll go do some gambling. We'll go see Styx with Nancy Wilson.
We'll go see Styx. We'll bet on the games on Sunday. It'll be great.
Good time. No, we would not survive. That would not go well at all. But if you are heading to Vegas, you got some good stuff to check out. So there you go. All right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, January 28th, we're just going to go back not terribly far. I mean, a little bit. 1978. Okay. At the request of a fan, Ted Nugent, the Motor City Madman, autographed a man's arm with a Bowie knife. This is a real story. Like, there's
photos. I know this story.
Yeah. So the fan comes up, Ted, Mr. Nugent, can you autograph my arm? But I want you to do it with this giant, sharp knife. And Ted's like, hell yeah.
Did he do full Ted Nugent? Did you just TD it?
I think he did the full Ted Nugent.
What if he got to, like, TED Nug? And then he was like, dude, I gotta go.
Just meet me at the next show. Let that heal up. And he does his full name.
The guy pusses out. It hurts too much. Does he still have it? I mean, does he have, like, the scar of?
I'm sure he's probably still got the scar there, you know. I don't know how deep. I don't think he, like, you know, got in there, you know, an inch in. But, you know, got to be honest.
How do you sell that if you wanted to sell it one day?
Just lop your arm off.
Here you go.
You know, honestly, it might bring a good price. You could own, like, a mummified Ted Nugent signature, signed forearm.
You could even, like, cast it with a gun in its hand.
Something cool. Something with a bow and arrow. I don't know, whatever it would be. Look, we're a little tight on money, honey, but
got I got a bunch of deer head on the wall and an arm.
This is my most prized possession right here. All right, we're leaving. We're going. All right, that is your rock news and rock history for a Friday. We'll be back with more on WIRX.